This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Let's talk with gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer once again. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
As the season turns colder, Henry, what are you still able to eat from your garden these days?
I'm eating the three B's, as I like to call them, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and kale.
Kale? That starts with a K, I think.
Well, it's a brassica, the family that includes those, plus cabbage and kohlrabi and cauliflower and more. They're all good cold weather crops, and they're very healthy and tasty.
But why eat these? I mean, what do they have to offer for your diet? You say they're healthy for you, but what do they have in them?
They have vitamin C, they have soluble fiber, and most importantly, they have compounds that are thought to prevent cancer. They're best eaten raw, or if you're going to cook them, to steam them or cook them in a microwave. If you steam them for 3 or 4 minutes, they'll be done perfectly. And it's better than boiling, which tends to leach out some of the helpful nutrients.
Do you have any problems with your brassicas?
They're pretty trouble-free. Some people have little green caterpillars in their broccoli, though they never seem to be a pest for me. I don't know, maybe I just eat them without seeing them. But if you have little green caterpillars, you can just put them in the sink in water with some salt in it, or in a pot with some water in it, and they'll float off.
Okay, we mentioned kale at the top here. What do you do with kale?
Kale I use in stews and stir fries. I cook it, although some people put it in salads. It freezes very well, so I tend to eat it throughout much of the winter. And some people make kale chips.
How do you do that?
It's pretty easy. You mix up some olive oil and garlic, if you like garlic, and rub it over the leaves, sort of stir up a bowl full of leaves, and then put them in the oven at the either I do it at a low temperature with a fan on. Some people do it with a high temperature, like 450 for 20 minutes. I tend to do it at 150 for a couple of hours, and they get crispy. Oh, and lots of salt. I mean, if you put salt on anything, it's going to taste good.
Yeah, that's true. It's certainly true about anything that's a crispy chip.
Yes.
Any last thoughts on your three B's, your broccoli, Brussels, and your kale?
Well, I have a bumper sticker that says, eat more kale. But I think it really should say, eat more brassicas. They're all good. They're easy to grow. They're tasty, and they're healthy.
Organic gardener Henry Hohmeyer is a Cornish resident and author. His weekly column appears in publications around New England. And you'll find much more on Henry at nhpr.org. Henry, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.